The surprising reason AI will not steal your job. Drug injection from a remote chip, and the prophetic headset that can control your dreams. This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the top stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who want to keep an ear out for the latest developments in the AI universe. I'm Miles Dillon and I've been studying AI since 2014. And this quick podcast keeps you informed and educated about the changes and opportunities coming to our working environment brought about by artificial intelligence. This episode is sponsored by Sums. Sums is a new breed of running sock out to see how far they can take the performance, sustainability, and social impact of the one product, the running sock. For anyone who's had a race derailed by a blister, listen up to this. They are literally doubling down on the perfect pair to fit with all the features you'd expect from a performance product. Anti-blister cushioning, a nice level of compression, and breathable yarns made of totally recycled nylon. Now, what's nice about Sums is that they commit to pledging 5p to the Outrunners Youth Charity for every run, every single run that you clock on Strava. That's the Strava app. So every time you head out, you're doing something positive for a young runner as well as yourself. That's pretty sick. So if you are in the market for a new pair of socks, high performance running socks, check out sumsclub.co.uk. Full disclosure, I'm actually an investor in this company, but I also own a bunch of these socks. And if I'm going out for a run or for exercise and my Sums socks are in the wash and I can't find them in my drawer, I'm like, should I just wear them again when they're dirty? I sometimes look at my other socks now and I'm like, you're an inferior pair of socks. I don't know if I want to wear you running. So check it out, sumsclub.co.uk. Researchers at the University of North Carolina have developed a wireless drug delivery system called the Spatiotemporal On-Demand Patch. Let's just call that the SOP. The SOP is a band-aid-like patch capable of receiving wireless commands from a smartphone or computers or from your doctor, enabling precise scheduling and triggering of drug release through microneedles. This technology has like huge potential to bring about a total shift in the treatment of chronic diseases, particularly neurodegenerative disorders that require ongoing, constant medication. This patch has only been tested in a mouse so far, but they're about to start tests on humans next week. The SOP is designed for user comfort. It's kind of like a band-aid that sticks on you, and it can sort of target drug delivery in areas less than 1 square millimeter on your body. So if it's like you have back pain or something and you have it in a particular place and the doctor identifies where that is, you can have this patch on there and you don't have to stick a needle in your back or anything like that, or stick a steroid injection in there. You can just have this drug delivered by sort of smartphone directly into the exact area that it needs to be put in. The way this works is, this is actually crazy. It's got these micro needles that are underneath the patch, and they're coated with a tiny, tiny thin layer of gold to protect the drugs and the surrounding tissues. And when a signal is given to it to inject the drug, they disintegrate the gold coating by applying a low voltage electrical stimulus, exposing the drug loaded microneedles to the skin. I don't know how that works. That is properly clever, that it just sort of disintegrates this gold and it injects the drugs in there. You can see there will be a lot of uses for this. You can have multiple patches, and within each patch there can be multiple different drugs, and you could be working with your doctor. And I know that for my grandma, my wife's grandma, the pill boxes that they have are next level. And always when I've looked after my grandma before, it's like, has she taken these drugs and these drugs and these drugs? But wouldn't it be so much easier if she just put a patch on in the morning and then the drugs that she needs to take are released into her throughout the day via artificial intelligence, monitoring the moment when she needs to take them? It's not necessarily going to be like, at this moment this one goes in, at this moment goes this in. The next thing that they're doing is they're going to be monitoring your blood levels, the concentration of the drugs in your blood, the levels of iron in your blood, so you release more iron into your blood when you need it for pregnant women. There's a whole load of applications this is going to be used for, but that is coming next week. The trials are starting on humans for this. The surprising reason AI will not steal your job is that it is too expensive to replace the majority of jobs in a cost-effective manner. That is a conclusion from an AI study done by MIT in Massachusetts. The study is mostly focused on the cost-effectiveness of automating tasks in the US, particularly those involving computer vision. Now, computer vision is one of those words that you hear around AI and tech a lot at the moment. Computer vision is when a camera of a computer can look at stuff in the real world and identify everything and gather the information about it and action it based on what it can see, rather than you having to type stuff in. So it can look at the real world and then make decisions based on what it sees. So an example that they were using is in a bakery. So they looked at a whole load of businesses, and some of them are quite boring, like warehousing ones, which boring, but really, really huge impact potentially for AI, because at the moment people have to walk around picking stuff up. Some of it is automated by robots, but what they want it to do is the robot is not just programmed to pick things up and put it on the conveyor belt. It can actually see what those things are, identify those products, and put them on the conveyor belt. So they don't even need to program the robots anymore. The robots know what to do. That was one area. The other is in a hypothetical bakery, and it was finding that the cameras could look at the ingredients, decide how much goes into the mixing thing, to knead the bread or mix the cake, and do it all from looking through the camera of the computer. Now, what they found is that at the moment, AIs with computer vision could only do 6% of the duties of a baker. Now, there is potential for that to get like more as time goes on, because obviously things are going to get better all the time. But what they really found is that it's too expensive at the moment to implement in some of these tasks and replace humans. So quite a lot of jobs which are have some kind of manual element to them is going to be very, very hard for AI to replace those for quite a long time. But what they did find is that jobs that are a bit repetitive, so you're doing similar things, anything where you're like sending an email all the time, replying to email, responding to requests, that sort of stuff is going to be much easier to replace very, very quickly. The main thing about this that I always think is that workers who are using AI themselves with their job are going to be okay. You're going to be ahead of people who are not. It's if you are stuck thinking about AI, like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared, I don't know how to use it, it's going to replace my job, and you don't really implement AI into your current job, that's the kind of person that's going to get left behind and you're going to get replaced. So the main takeaway from this is, if you're a manual worker, you're going to be okay for a while. If you're not a manual worker and you're sort of in the thought space, or you're responding to emails a lot, you need to start using AI, implementing it and sort of integrating it, sorry, into your current job. You're going to be fine. Prophetic AI is a startup that has developed a wearable called the Halo to help control dreams, specifically targeted at lucid dreaming. Now, what this looks like is it's kind of a headband that goes around your head. It's not dissimilar to an eye mask, but it's kind of like above on your forehead. Lucid dreaming is what they're targeting. Now, lucid dreaming allows individuals to be aware that they are dreaming, providing some control over the dream experience, such as flying or exploring imaginary locations. Now, I don't dream that much. I definitely dreamt more when my children were young, really small, and they're waking up in the night more. Maybe that's because you wake up in that dream state more often and then you remember the dreams. But you know, when you have a dream and you feel like you're in control of it and you kind of can go places and do stuff. Like, I do sometimes have dreams like that. What they're saying is that the headband stimulates the prefrontal cortex with focused ultrasounds while the user is already dreaming, and that helps facilitate lucid dreaming, which means you can control where you're going. They're accepting reservations on this, the Halo, with a £100 deposit. The first 1,000 deposits will receive a free subscription. I've been in touch with them, doing some emails back and forward and stuff about getting on the beta list for testing this out. I don't know. I haven't been accepted yet. They're obviously assessing the podcast to see if it's actually a useful thing for them to be on. But I thought it would be cool to get this early before everyone so I could test it. I just don't know if I want technology to be in my dreams. It's sort of tech is in every area of our lives, from when we wake up to when we go to sleep. But when we're asleep, we're totally free of tech. Like, it's not getting in our dreams or in our heads at all. But this is now moving it into a place where it is. The co-founders do say that it doesn't induce the dream state, but it activates the prefrontal cortex to make dreams lucid. So when you start dreaming, it then is able to allow you to start controlling that dream. And now, I don't know what you think about this, but maybe some people will really enjoy being able to control their dreams. I don't know if you'll be able to program before your dream to say, when I dream tonight, please put me, it's just be able to program your dreams and design them before you go to sleep, or if it's just like when you're in the dream state, then you can start controlling them. But this is coming out soon. They partnered with the same company that Elon Musk and Neuralink is partnered with, called Card79, to design the sort of prototype for this. I'm up for trying it out, so I'll let you know how it goes with that access to the beta list. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Now, 63% of the listeners to this podcast are not subscribed to the podcast, so it would really help me if you were listening to this, if you just hit the subscribe button. Thanks guys, bye.